Well, today, since this is our first Sunday back in the building, I'm taking a detour from the series that we've been in, Accepting the Unacceptable. We'll be back to that next week. But I wanted to talk about just kind of where we are and what we've gone through over the last couple months. You may or may not have noticed, but over the last couple months, there's been this raging debate in our country about when things should reopen and what that should look like. You may not have noticed that unless you're on social media, but there's been some discussion about that. Some name calling, some chair throwing, just a lot of arguing and that kind of stuff. And a part of that, in the middle of all of that discussion, especially as it relates to churches, I've noticed a common theme that's arisen in the conversation about when should churches reopen and what should that look like, and even the question of should churches even reopen. The theme that I've seen emerging from a lot of people goes something like this: do churches even need to reopen? Because you don't have to be in church to worship God. You can worship God wherever you are by yourself. You don't have to go to church to worship God. So I want to talk about that this morning because it's an important conversation to have, and why I'm thankful that we're able to do this right now. I want to talk about why this matters, us gathering together like this, why that's important. Now, these last 2 months, they've reminded us that we don't have to be in a building to be the church, right? We were able to still be the church doing drive-in services and meeting outside and doing all that. We were able still to be the church. The church is not limited to a building, and the church is not defined by buildings. And if anyone understands that, this church does, right? Because for our first 3.5, 4 years, we didn't have a church building. We met in a fire hall. That was our home for 4 years. And in that building, we met together and worshiped God, and we prayed together. We saw answers to prayer. We grew together. We saw God do great things, and it didn't take being in a church building for that to happen. And then all of a sudden, one day, God gave us this beautiful building right here on the river for, you know, this new church, just a couple years old, with a volunteer pastor and about 30 people in attendance. And God gave us this $500,000 building sitting right here that's completely ours. And this isn't, I mean, let's be honest, this isn't a churchy building either, right? Like, this used to be a warehouse and offices. This was a business. So we understand that the church is not dependent on a building. And that's something that this whole thing has reminded us of. But the other thing it's reminded us of, and I hope you've seen this too, for me, it's reminded me of the importance of us gathering together. It's kind of created this longing to be together again, and not only to be together, but to be able to see each other face to face and not have to, you know, lean out the window or wave through the windshield and honk the horns and that kind of stuff. I do kind of miss that during the songs here in the honking horns, but that, I mean, that was fun. But it's been a reminder of the importance of community. And so I want to talk about that for a few minutes this morning, the importance of gathering together like this. And the big idea, the main thing I want to communicate goes like this. We don't have to be in a building to be the church, but we do have to be together to be the church. I'm going to say that again. We don't have to be in a building to be the church, but we do have to be together to be the church. Because the church is not a building, but the church also is not just me meeting with God. The church is us together meeting with God. That's what the church is. So this idea of should churches reopen, you don't have to be in church to worship God. You can worship God anytime, any place. There's some truth to that, right? Like, we can worship God by ourselves no matter where we are, no matter what's going on. We can do that, and we should be doing that. But that's not church. The church is when we meet together to worship God. And it doesn't matter if we meet together in a church building or some other building, if we're outside or wherever we are. The building doesn't matter. What matters is being together. That's the issue. Now, this is something that really matters to God. This is something that Jesus placed high value on. Let me just show you a couple of examples here, one verse from Matthew 16, 18, just to point out that the church was not man's idea. This was God's idea. He's the one that came up with this to begin with. So in Matthew 16, 18, my remote's not working real well there. There we go. Matthew 16, 18, Jesus says this: I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. So Jesus said, I am going to build my church. I'm going to create it. And he also said, all the powers of hell will not conquer it. In other words, Jesus guaranteed victory for his church. He said, the enemy is going to try to shut it down, but he will not be able to. And we've seen that over these last couple months, haven't we? So Jesus said he would build the church. He promised victory for the church. Now, what's interesting is the word he uses here when he says, I will build my church, the word he uses for church literally means assembly or gathering. It has nothing to do with a building. It also has nothing to do with me alone meeting with God. It has to do with us together meeting with God. So here's what Jesus didn't say. Jesus did not say, I will build my church. And by church, I mean sitting at home by yourself watching some guy preach on television. That's not what Jesus came to build. He also didn't say, I will build my church. And by church, I mean on Sunday morning, go out fishing, go out hiking, and just say, well, God is here too, so this is my church. That's not church. That's not what Jesus came to build. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those things. Those are good things, right? Sometimes you listen to podcasts or you see somebody on the computer or on TV and they're preaching God's word, and that's good. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. Or, you know, being outside, fishing, hunting, biking, whatever, just doing stuff in nature and recognizing, wow, God is here. This is all his creation, and this is amazing, and just seeing God's presence in what he has created, those are good things, but that's not church. The church is a gathering of people. It's when we come together to worship together, to serve together, to pray together, to encourage each other together, to dig into God's word and to grow together. The key word is together. And that's something that matters to Jesus, so much so that he said he would build his church. He said he would protect his church. Ephesians 5 says Jesus died for his church. Later on in scripture, it says one day he will return to his church. So this matters to him. This also mattered to the first followers of Jesus, so much so that many of them, men and women, risked their lives to do exactly what we're doing right now. They risked their lives knowing that if they were caught, they could be persecuted, thrown in prison, or worse, just for gathering together with other believers, and yet they did anyways. And the importance of this, the value of the church, the New Testament talks about it in just a couple of places. It's mentioned from time to time. Let me just list off some of the books in the New Testament that talk about the church and how important it is. Here's the list. Matthew, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 3 John, and Revelation. So just a few times it's mentioned, right? Like 75 times in 17 books in the New Testament, the church is mentioned and how important it is. And so just a real quick timeline here. In Matthew 16, Jesus says, I will build my church. The book of Acts, the entire book, is all about how that happens. The day of Pentecost, which today is Pentecost Sunday. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes and the church is born and everything changes from that moment forward. And the entire book of Acts is all about the people of God going around as far as they could around the known world to tell as many people as possible about Jesus and starting churches in those places so people could meet together to worship God. So Jesus says, I will build my church. The entire book of Acts is all about that church being built. Most of the rest of the New Testament is letters written to churches, giving instruction. Letters written to churches just like ours, giving guidance on how to worship God and how to live life and what to believe and sometimes addressing some of the problems that arise in churches. Because if you've ever been in a church, you know we have problems sometimes, right? Because we're imperfect. It's like our slogan says, we're a gathering of imperfect people. We recognize that. We get that. We know that we're deeply loved, but we also know that we're deeply flawed. And so we're trying to figure this thing out together. And so God gives us all these books all throughout the New Testament, giving us instruction on how to do this thing we call church the right way. What to do, what not to do, what to avoid, what to encourage, how to show love to one another, how to show love to the world around us. And God gives all these instructions all through the New Testament on what that looks like. Why? Because this matters to him. So Jesus said, I will build my church. He protects his church. It says he died for his church. Over and over again, the New Testament talks about what the church should do and how it should look and how it should function. And then we come to the last book, the book of Revelation. And people always look at the book of Revelation and talks about the end times and what heaven's like and all that kind of stuff. But before it even gets to that, in chapter 2 and chapter 3, Jesus writes letters to seven different churches. And he writes letters that give them very specific instructions. Here's some things you're doing right. Here's some things you're not doing so right. Here's some encouragement, and here's some correction. And so Jesus begins that book writing specifically to churches to give them guidance. Why? Because the church matters to him. And the church, what matters to God, it's not an organization, it's not a building, it's not a religious institution. It's us together worshiping God and growing in him. That's what matters to Jesus, and that's what he said he would build. And the point I want to make also is that it matters to us also, because it's part of what it means to grow in Christ. It's part of what it means to follow him. Because my relationship with God is not just between me and God. You hear people say this all the time, especially politicians. They'll say something like, well, my relationship with God, it's very personal. No, it's not. It's more than that. Because true or false, my spiritual health or lack of spiritual health affects you. True or false? Like, if I'm not doing well spiritually, that's going to affect you, right? But the opposite is also true. Your spiritual health or lack of spiritual health, that affects me too. In fact, our spiritual health or lack, it affects everyone around us, doesn't it? Because our walk with Christ should define every part of our lives, how we treat other people, how we respond when bad things happen, how we respond when frustrations occur in our lives. If I'm not walking with Christ, I'm not going to respond in a Christ-like way, and that's going to have an impact on people around me. So my relationship with God, it's not just between me and God. It's connected to the rest of us as well. In fact, over and over again in the scriptures, the Bible says that we are like a family. We're the family of God. And in a family, when one person hurts, everyone hurts. When one person is struggling, it affects everyone in the family. When one person has good news, everybody celebrates with them. We're family, and so we're connected to each other. And Paul even takes that further. He compares the church to a physical body. He says, we are the body of Christ. And so he gives a lot of detail. He says, some people are like the hand. Some people are like the foot. Some people are like an eye. Some people are like an ear. We all play an important role. And think about that analogy of us being like a physical body. The idea here is that we are connected to one another, right? Because we're all part of this one body. So we're connected to one another, and we need one another. So, yes, we can worship God wherever we are, whatever we're doing by ourselves. We can do that, and that matters, and that's important. But this matters too. This is important. Because, again, we don't have to be in a building to be the church, but we do have to be together to be the church. If it's just me and God, and there's no me and God and you and God together, then I'm missing out on something. And you're missing out on something, because there are things that you can teach me. There are ways that you're growing that I can learn from. There are ways that you could speak into my life that's going to challenge me and stretch me that I don't see otherwise. We need each other. So as we move forward, I just want to encourage you to make this a priority, gathering together like this. I love that we have the technology that we have. It's great. You know, that through all of this, we were able to stay in touch with, you know, putting videos up on the website and with Facebook Live. And I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but last week, the 1045 service we did on Facebook Live, 1,700 views. Wow. That just blows my mind. And twice that many people reached because of people sharing that video. I mean, that just knocked my socks off when I saw it. I was like, wow. So I'm very thankful we're able to reach far beyond these four walls because of the technology we have. So I encourage you, when you're not able to be here, use that technology. We're going to keep doing Facebook Live for the second service. So use that when you need to. But I'm also encouraging you, don't make that a regular habit. In other words, it's available for when we can't do this. It's available for, like, if you're sick or if you're away or whatever, for when we can't meet together. It's available for those times, but don't let it become a substitute for meeting together face-to-face like this. Understand also, I'm not saying don't ever go on vacation. You need to go on vacation sometimes, right? We're going to be on vacation a couple weeks from now. Everybody needs vacation. So I'm not saying, you know, every single Sunday you need to be here. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is when you're home and when you're not sick, make this a priority, because this matters. Now, When I say this matters, I'm not saying this matters because you're supposed to be in church. Not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you need to make this a priority because if you don't, you're not a very good Christian. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm encouraging you to make this a priority, gathering together like this, to make it a priority because you need this. And I know I need this. It matters to us. It matters to our growth as people and as followers of Christ. Think about it in this way. I'm going to just close with this. Jesus loves you individually. Jesus loves you unconditionally. And the same Jesus who loves you created the church. Can we connect those two dots? Jesus loves you, and he created the church. If he loves you and he created the church, why do you think he created the church? Because he loves you. And the church, and I hope and I pray every day that our church is this. The church is meant to be one of those expressions of God's love for us. And I pray that as a church, we are that. And so it's one of those reminders that God gives us that, hey, you're not in this thing alone. It's hard to live the Christian life sometimes. It's hard to follow God sometimes. It's hard to make the right decision. It's hard to get through difficult times and stay faithful to God sometimes. That's why we need this. That's why we need each other. And that's why Jesus created the church, was to help us navigate through all of that. So if I'm one of these people that says, well, I don't need to go to church. I'm just going to, you know, be outside and that's kind of my church, just me and God, then I'm missing out on something valuable. And I'm missing out on something that God has created as a gift for me. He created the church because he knew we would need each other. He knew that you would need me and that I would need you. And that's why this matters. So God, I want to thank you for the church. I thank you for this gathering of people that we're here to meet with you and to encourage each other and to support each other and to grow together and sometimes to challenge each other. Help us to place high value on that. I thank you that you've not called us to live the Christian life in isolation on our own. We get to be part of a family. And I thank you so much for that. I pray for our church, God, that we will be healthy and strong, that we will be a church that truly honors you, that just as in the early church, that the people who weren't yet a part of your family, they looked at those people, they looked at the church, and they said, wow, look at how they love each other. And they were amazed by that, and they were drawn to you because of that. I pray that for our church. God, that when those who do not yet know you, when they see us and our love for each other and our love for you, that it will touch their lives and draw them to you. So, Father, as we move forward, thank you that we're able to meet together again. And I pray that we will continue to grow deeper in you. Continue to give us creative ways that we can reach as many people as possible for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.